When we think of Padre Pio, we think of his holiness, his stigmata, and his miracles. But have you ever thought about the woman who raised him? We'll take a closer look at Maria Giuseppa di Nunzio, or Mama Pepa, and the quiet strength that shaped her son's path. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. A heartfelt thank you to our Protected Children of Padre Pio members. Your generosity allows these videos to reach thousands of souls, bringing hope, faith, and devotion to those in need. If you're not yet a member, we invite you to take this step for your own spiritual growth. By joining, you become part of a powerful prayer community, drawing closer to Padre Pio and receiving countless spiritual graces. Imagine having a saint as your intercessor, guiding and strengthening you in your daily struggles. This is more than a membership. It's a spiritual refuge, a way to deepen your relationship with God through the example of Padre Pio. Will you take this step today? You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you abundantly. Now, let's move on to today's story. Today's insights are drawn from the books Padre Pio, the Saint of the Third Millennium by Olivo Cesca and Padre Pio, the Definitive Story by C. Bernard Ruffin, and they turn our attention to a remarkable woman whose life and faith laid the foundation for one of the most beloved saints of modern times, Maria Giuseppa di Nunzio, better known as Mama Pepa, the mother of Saint Padre Pio. Her life can be beautifully summarized by the words in Proverbs, "A virtuous woman, who can find her? Her worth is far beyond pearls." And if we dare call her saintly, it's because her son, Padre Pio himself, described her as such. Reflecting on her life, it's impossible not to see how her faith and love deeply influenced the future saint. She is a great example of how a mother's devotion can profoundly shape her children's spiritual journey. But let's start from the beginning. Born on March 28, 1859 in Pretlčina, Maria Giuseppa was an only child. She grew up in a quiet yet deeply religious environment, qualities she would later bring to her own family. On July 8, 1881, at the age of 22, she married Grazio Maria Forgione, and together they built a strong Christian home, welcoming 8 children into the world. Their fourth child, Francesco Forgione, would grow up to become none other than our dear Padre Pio. Deeply religious and loving, Mama Pepa was the heart of the home. In her household, work was accompanied by prayer, and each day ended with the family gathered to recite the Holy Rosary. Her actions left a lasting impression on her children, especially Padre Pio. Interestingly, even before Padre Pio's birth, Mama Pepa entrusted him to God and Our Lady, having already endured the sorrow of losing 2 children. She worked tirelessly, balancing household chores with assisting her husband in the fields. Her profound devotion to Saint Joseph and the Blessed Virgin Mary planted seeds that blossomed into Padre Pio's own deep love for the Holy Family. When young Francesco announced his desire to become a Capuchin friar, Mama Peppa's heart swelled with joy. She wholeheartedly supported his vocation, even though it came at a great personal cost. Namely, her husband, Grazio, had to emigrate to the United States not once but twice to fund Padre Pio's studies, leaving her to manage the household alone. In 1920, Mama Peppa visited Padre Pio in San Giovanni Rotondo, staying for 44 days at the home of Mrs. Maria Pompilio. Mrs. Pompilio later recalled in her memoirs, "Every morning she attended Mass and received communion from her son's hands. After Mass, she would approach Padre Pio in the sacristy, seeking to kiss his hands like everyone else. But he never allowed it. Annoyed, she would complain." To those who relayed her complaints, Padre Pio said, "When have you ever seen a mother kiss her son's hand?" Padre Pio's refusal was not out of disrespect, but out of reverence for his mother. After 8 long years apart, Mama Peppa accepted an invitation from Mary Pyle, a devoted spiritual daughter of Padre Pio, to spend Christmas 1928 in San Giovanni Rotondo. Now, just a quick side note, Mary Pyle was a wealthy American convert who left everything to follow Padre Pio. If I recall correctly, she was in Pietrelcina organizing the construction of a new seminary as Padre Pio had requested. It was during this time that she invited Mama Peppa to stay at her home in San Giovanni Rotondo. But let's get back to the story. That year, the winter was harsher than ever, so Mary Pyle offered Mama Peppa one of her coats, but she declined, preferring to wear her simple peasant clothes. She attended the Christmas Mass celebrated by her son, receiving communion from his stigmatized hands. However, the harsh winter proved too much to bear. Mama Peppa contracted pneumonia, which affected both lungs. Padre Pio visited her daily, bringing her communion and sitting by her bedside whenever possible. He spoke very little. When asked if he prayed for her recovery, he simply replied, "God's will be done." Padre Pio's quiet presence and simple response reveal a profound truth. Sometimes the most powerful form of love is simply to be with someone in their suffering, without trying to fix it or explain it away. His few words, "God's will be done," echo the same spirit of surrender lived by Saint Therese of Lisieux, who offered her own illness and trials as a sacrifice of love to God. Both saints teach us that true holiness is often hidden in silence, trust, and the acceptance of God's will, even when it leads to suffering. And God's will was done. On January 3rd, 1929, surrounded by her husband, her eldest son Mikel, and her beloved Capuchin son Padre Pio, Maria Giuseppa di Nunzio peacefully died, having received the sacraments of the Church. And with that, we conclude today's story. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you in the next video.